This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Brian Prowitz is Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. They have got a pitch night coming up. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
So talk about the event. It's not that far off.
No. Well, first of all, the deadline for applications is coming up tomorrow, and the event is October 16th. So yeah, we're about a month away from the final pitch night of 2024.
But the point of this conversation is a kind of a last chance for people that have been contemplating getting involved in this to do so.
Yeah, we are looking for people with brand new ideas that have not netted them $5,000 or more. So this is a startup pitch night for entrepreneurs who have an idea. One of the goals for what we do with pitch night is to give people the answer to the question of what in the heck do I do with an idea? Or if I have a small business that kind of needs to get to the next level and a little cash infusion might help, this is also a way to do it. But this one is the startup version of pitch night. So we want entrepreneurs with brand new ideas. And the deadline to put that application together is tomorrow at the end of business at umpquagrowthtalks.com.
So how do they do that between now and then?
It's a real simple process. There's an easy application online at umpquagrowthtalks.com that asks you some simple questions like, what do you need the money for? What would you do if you had $1,000? If you won first place, what would that help you do? What is your idea? And sort of what problem do you answer? And then you put just normal contact information in there so we can get back to you. And then tomorrow night, our committee gets together, vets all of the applications, and lets the six finalists know that they will be participating October 16th.
And what happens then? Do they just get ready on their own, or do you guys provide some help?
No, we've added coaching to the process. So we'll actually have an orientation night that kind of explains the entire process. That night, they will be given a coach, and then the coach and the participant will work together. We have a practice night a week before on October 9th, and then on October 16th, the big event happens. So there's a lot of help that goes into that presentation because it's 5 minutes. It's sometimes the first time entrepreneurs have gone through the questions of, geez, what problem am I solving? And would this pencil? And how do I basically take this idea and begin to formulate it a little bit? So that's the process we try to put. We try to add some structure so you're not just sort of tossed to the wolves on pitch night.
Well, and somebody might have a really good idea, have it pretty well thought out, but even just the aspect of making a presentation, they're great until they stand there and go, yeah, oh, there's a microphone and people watching me and I'm not used to doing this.
Yeah, and getting your point across in 5 minutes. And then how do you hit the high points? And how much thought have you put into the concept that you're doing? So we've had people who say, yeah, I'm gonna provide this service, I'm gonna charge this much. But when someone else looks at it, they might say, well, that's not gonna make you enough money for you to actually have a sustainable business. And so it is a little bit, it kind of creates a little bit of a vulnerability situation for people with a brand new idea. But eventually, if that idea is going to become a business, you need to have that kind of scrutiny. But really, it's in a positive way with Pitch Night and the process we take you through. Coaches that want to support you, even the other people participating at Pitch Night, want to support one another.
And when you think about business startups, I mean, a lot of businesses start up and fail. And that's a, you know, historic nationwide thing. Oftentimes that alters people's financial structure for years to come if they've put a lot of money in but really haven't been ready. So you're really trying to get folks prepared to see if they're ready to jump in.
Yeah, I'd say there's some fundamental things you should do once you want to take an idea past just the idea phase. And some of that includes things like registering with the state and getting an attorney and getting an accountant. These are important things to do at the beginning so that you have the strong foundation. So, yeah, we want to help somebody who has that idea get it off the ground, start to get some legs underneath it so it can become the next small business success story in Douglas County.
And we've seen a number of small businesses come through this process mm-hmm. and be able to advance to the next level.
Yeah. We've got great small business success stories that have succeeded enough to win the big prize at Pitch Night Small Business, which we will have another one coming up in 2025. We'll probably talk about the schedule here in a sec. But we've seen people like K9 Crack and Georgie who've succeeded. Our most recent winner is Electric Rose. Auto Salon with Lindsay Rose. We've seen big support going to Stinky Dog Grooming in downtown Roseburg for a CPR class she wanted to put on, and others too. Really excited about Learn Sesh. We got a virtual reality education module business that's come out of Small Business Pitch Night as well. So yeah, we want to seed those early ideas, get them going, support them, and then watch them grow.
As this has evolved, you mentioned next year. What's ahead?
Yeah, in 2025, we have two pitch nights scheduled. We've got one in April and then a big one again in October of 2025, that $20,000 level. But we've also got some other entrepreneurial events that we will be adding to the schedule that will be not so much pitch night, but more like inspirational, informational events that will help continue to put energy into the entrepreneurial network in Douglas County. So Umpqua Growth Talks isn't just about pitch night. It's also about some of the other events that we're going to have in 2025 that will roll out a little bit later. But it's very exciting to see the excitement around Growth Talks as it expands into Coos and Curry counties. And now as we have the opportunity to add other elements that will help entrepreneurs get off the ground.
And just really just a piece of what you're doing as the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership.
Yeah, we are the Economic Development Organization for Douglas County. I mean, there are other agencies that do an incredible job, like Coos Curry Development, Coos Curry Douglas Business Development Corp, commonly known as CCD, also very important in this whole network. But we really serve as an ambassador and as a point person for business recruitment, retention, and expansion in Douglas County. We're very proud of that role, and we're having success that hopefully will start to also bring me in here to talk about various headlines that we're hoping to create.
So if somebody has been thinking about doing it, but hears this, realizes they need to take action, again, remind them what they need to do today.
Yeah, this is the final call for applications for Growth Talks Pitch Night. It comes up on October 16th. The deadline to apply for your startup, which costs you nothing, by the way, is tomorrow at the end of business. You got to go to umpquagrowthtalks.com. We're also already registering people with free tickets for the event October 16th as well. So if you want tickets, if you want to apply, the spot to go is umpquagrowthtalks.com.
Brian Prowitz from the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.